Maddie, can you please elaborate on that? I've been found
guilty. He's guilty, y'all. Love after maca.
Of love in the first degree. But I don't mind.
Mm-mm. Sure don't.
As long as you're here with me. A judge and the jury. When they heard my plea. You know they sent me up the river.
Straight up fabric, okay?
They put the blame on me. Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love. Love after lockup, y'all.
Watch it, y'all. The little Debbie cakes, they go everywhere.
Nothing like a jumpsuit.
Can you elaborate? Can you elaborate on what you just said?
I mean, I already wrote that down, and I'm just telling you now, if you don't think we're doing a 90-day love after lockup theater of that, you're sadly mistaken.
Can you please elaborate on what you just said?
I mean, this just goes to prove Sean is the dumbest person. Again, I'm going to say it. I think he's the dumbest person we've ever covered on any of our shows.
I don't know. Shane's really dumb.
But Shane knows how to fuck. Maybe Sean does too. I don't know. Maybe Sean does too.
Shane, God, Shane's just got that dumbass cross-eyed mouth breather. Like, look to him that, you know what? He's right. He would fuck you until your eyes uncrossed.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
If I could shave that horrible thing that grows on his chin, Shane would be my ultimate, like, high school, like, football player, like, get.
Maybe. But I don't think I could kiss him. Those teeth.
Seven beers in, I wouldn't mind.
Oh, wow. Let's be honest.
Still probably have a dip in.
Yeah, let's be honest. Four. You're just saying that to turn yourself on more. Y'all, welcome to Life After Lockup. Life After Lockup, everybody. Oh, Lord. Lord, Lord, Lord.
This episode's called Secret Lives and Prison Wives.
I enjoyed that.
We're just touching the tip of the iceberg here. Like, just the tip.
Just the tip. I love how the way they name these shows are based. They all could be Lifetime movies.
They could be.
They could be. Anyway, I enjoy watching the show. I'm excited to talk about these people today. Yes.
Any announcements that we have?
We don't. Let's see. Okay, y'all, we just ran out of time this week. So our Bi-Curious is going to be going up next week. So that means
that's the episode that we'll still do. Mm-hmm. I think we'll still do the episode we're talking about, the one that aired December.
Oh, you think? I was going to say, if they want, we could do the episode that airs.
I guess we should do the newer one.
Let's do the episode that's going to air on December 9th, and then we'll recap
the episode of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City that mm-hmm. airs on December 9th. That's going to be a Bi-Curious.
I'm not telling you when we're going to get it out, but we'll definitely get it out before the next episode airs after that. So we got a lot to do this week. My dad's starting chemo again this week. It's a busy week for both of us.
Y'all call it all prayer warriors for Chelsea Marr.
We're going to be up and at him.
All prayer warriors for you guys. And one thing to talk about really quickly is our Sissy Squad. We're retooling a little bit. Right now the group is kind of what we call archived, or really just paused.
We did a little survey because we just want to be, because we have fun in there and we want to make sure everybody's having
there.
We want to make sure everybody's having fun, and we want to be, we would really appreciate if you're in the Sissy Squad to answer that survey, because we want to be We want to be as just welcoming, inclusive, a safe space. And we want to, you know, we want to make sure that we're not a squad for few, but a squad for all. That's really important. Really important for us. So come at us and let us and answer those questions for us.
Hashtag inclusivity.
Yeah, for real. So let's see. What else? I think that's it, right?
I think that's it. Let's move on to the show.
Jump in. Poodle, did you get laid this week?
I didn't.
Because people loved your afterglow of you getting fucked.
They did.
They did. They really did.
I'm kind of, we're having, our COVID numbers are kind of going through the roof here. So I've kind of taken myself up the market.
That's probably smarter. Yeah.
I was the guy I did, make the beast with two backs with, was a dental student and he was essential and he was getting tested every few days. So I may, even though, cause I can kind of shelter myself in. Yeah. But I'll just like fuck him as soon as he gets tested.
That's perfect. Like, so that's where he literally leaves and it says negative and you say, come over.
Ding.
Get over here.
There's like instead of the bat phone, there's a whore phone. Instead of bright red, it's like bright pink and it rings and you're like, yes, I'm here. Ring. And you turn a statue's penis and it opens a secret door for your sex dungeon.
I'm ready for you.
You know what? If you have a secret entrance to your sex dungeon, let us know. Good for you. You're sex positive.
The penis.
Whatever.
And a wall turns around.
Exactly. Like Batgirl in the old Adam Wilson, her wall. It was great. Oh, boy.
I never saw Batgirl. I only saw the original.
Yvonne Craig. And I just did a cameo for someone named Yvonne. And I would like, I think that's probably why I love her name, because it reminds me of Batgirl.
Y'all, come at us on Cameo. We're doing Christmas cameos. I've been doing lots of Civil War letters as my great 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 grandmother Poodle Boudreaux Remington.
But no Dickens.
No, not
no
so far.
Victorian Christmas cards yet.
I was sent a wig and a bonnet. So
you're prepared.
I'll come up with a character. I guess I will, because someone sent me props.
It's true.
And I must use a prop for all it's worth.
It's true. It's true. Kind of like the way Destiny uses her fiancés for all their worth.
Oh my God. Yo, my girl Destiny. My girl Destiny is still on the run. My girl. She's hella. Dude. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't care. You can tell him anything you want.
Dude, no. He's a liar.
I want to do me. Everything I find out about him is, like, terrible. I don't care if I've got, like, 7 engagements.
The thing with Destiny is why she... And she's just so horrible because she's one of those people who... She sees what she's doing as a person and the way she's living her life is exactly what she hates in other people.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge personality disorder.
Yeah. And no self-awareness, bless her heart.
Zero. But
I also feel like the family might not have the best kind of moral code because Brittany doesn't really seem to be bothered by.
You mean the sister who's like, keep the ring, keep the car, max out his credit card. It's like, that's just what she does.
What she does. Hey, I would if I could. I'm like, yeah, that's a problem.
She's like, Destiny does like money.
Maybe it's not. She literally said, maybe it's not bad to keep him on the hook. Like, oh, wow.
I think you're right. I think the family may be challenged ethically.
Yes. It's like Destiny's like, if he blows up your phone, block him like I did. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. So Sean, you guys, is talking to his coworker, Kobe.
Kobe, yes.
And
yes, I thought Kobe was cute.
I knew you would.
Yeah, I did.
He was cute.
He could work on my car. He could fix my chassis. He could
open up the hood anytime.
He could spark my spark club, and he could raid my radiator. Honk, honk. Whatever. Yeah. Whatever needs to be done. You know what? I will pay for that extra air filter. You just I don't need Jiffy. I just need lube.
Give me an oil change. I'll never forget.
Forget ever.
Even though I think they're mechanics, I don't think they're
usually... Whatever. Don't kill my fantasy.
Sorry. So Kobe is like, dude, what is this person doing to you? And he's like, you're her trick. And Destiny's like, I'm going back to prison, so I don't really care. I'm going to live every day like it's my last, dude. I'm going to have a live every day like it's my last. And like, you know what? But he's really good at taking care of me in prison, so I'm going to definitely call him as soon as I get in prison.
Wow.
She gets worse and worse as worse the different time to hurt herself. Yeah, it's really awful.
I mean.
I liked it when she said, dude, oh my God, I forgot my favorite shoes.
Dude, my other shoe is at the house. How am I going to wear my favorite shoe, dude? And I'm like, I think she has to be on drugs.
Maybe. I don't know.
I mean, I think she's horrible, but at the fact that she's losing weight so quickly, because we're going to see this later in some of the, I just think that's not a good sign.
Yeah, I agree.
So Sean is talking to worker and to Kobe, and Kobe's like, well, have you checked like her Instagram or anything? And Sean's like, well, I'm not really into social medias.
I think you really overpronounced that for him. I'm not really on any social medias.
Medias.
It's kind of like true. Social medias.
In fact, I feel like this is a better segment. We're going to go over this conversation between Kobe and Sean in an episode that we like to call Lalu Theater.
I just stopped working. I wish you wouldn't have done it. I wish you could have just let me finish it without trying. You know it won't work.
I didn't know what we did for this.
That's how it's done. Even though I squeaked a little bit. Actually, on the
top. Even the squeaking and the cracking on top, that was my favorite part. That gave me joy.
You know what? I like that cuntiness from you. I'm here for it.
You know, I love hard and I can be cunty hard. What did they say about they were just talking about this other day. My Aunt Peggy said, she said, you know what a Mar is like? And I said, what? She's like, a Mar is like that lazy dog sitting in the summer sun on the front porch all day long, just watching you back and forth and back and forth. And then the last time you come right in for supper and it's sundown, he's going to bite you.
I don't like this story.
She said, that's a Mar. And I'm not... She's not off. She's not off. Y'all know Grandma Hazel. Anyway, so
I don't like that story.
I know it's dark. As Grandma Hazel said, don't fuck with the Mars. I'm really surprised I don't have more relatives that weren't in prison. It's kind of shocking.
I kind of agree with you.
I have no, at least on my dad's, I have no extended family members that have been in prison that I know of.
On my father's side, I have at least two or three. I have first cousins who've been in prison.
Well, I think on my mom's side, like I have some cousins in Sulphur who really don't have teeth, and I'm pretty sure they have, but I don't know any of them.
That the town is named Sulphur.
Well, because that's what it smells like. The creek smells like sulphur. So the whole town smells like sulphur.
You wouldn't think that's good advertisement for your town.
But back in like the 1900s, you're like, hey, where are you from? Sulphur. Oh, the place that smells like sulphur.
The place that smelled like eggs and shit.
Thank you. I got that, Jethro. Thank you. Got it. So, okay. So Poodle's going to be playing the role of Sean, I feel like. And I feel like I'm going to be playing the role of Kobe, sure. His worker. So, and scene. So, dude, how's it going with the girl, Destiny?
It's okay. We really don't know where Destiny is right now. She's kind of like, I think she's off with her sister, but I'm really not sure.
Did you call her sister?
I did. But her sister said she's not there.
What did you look on Instagram or Facebook, Twitter?
I'm not really on social media.
Okay. Well, why don't you go on Facebook and look? Yeah, there
and
you go. Pick up your
really
phone.
On any nope. Social media.
Pick up your phone. What do you think? What's happening?
I don't know. I'm looking at her. I'm looking at her sister, and yeah. Then I'm looking. Wait, what is this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It looks like that's definitely her.
Yeah.
And she's mm-hmm. with another guy. That's yeah. got to be Photoshopped. That's got to be Photoshopped.
No, dude, yeah. come on. Put it together. Put it together, bro. No, put it together.
Wait. Does put that it... mean she's actually engaged to another guy?
Yes. Yes, that's exactly what it means.
Wait, who's this other guy? There's another guy. This is further back.
Yes.
Why would anyone keep these pictures on her profile?
Dude, you're so stupid.
Wait, maybe this, they're in, maybe her and her sister are in cahoots. I barely know what that word means.
Dude, I was going to check, you know. It's a plan, dude. She's been.
It is an elaborate plan. It is a very elaborate plan. I'm using that word right. Right.
I think you need to go home for the day. I think you need to.
They're in cahoots.
You need to go. You need to go to a doctor.
I need answers.
How are you breathing?
And
see the exasperation of his coworker, who was just like, "Oh my god! Like,
I didn't think you were this stupid."
Like, you know, he went home and said, told his wife, girlfriend, boyfriend—I don't know his life, roommate. He was like, "You got to hear this story about how fucking stupid this guy is."
It was something,
Sean. Maybe I don't know her at all.
Elatimate.
You know
it's
what?
A very elatimate scheme.
I retract what I said that he possibly looks attractive in the pool. I retract it.
Thank you, y'all.
I was wrong. I was wrong.
Hear him saying he thought Sean was attractive, and hear him and hear his fall from grace.
It's a fall. It's a fall.
That's all I've got about that mess. There wasn't a ton this week.
No, nobody had like big, long.
No one had big, although it looks like next week. I can't wait. Lindsay and Scott are going to have some because it's not like a quote from a book.
No.
It is like stuff from him. And she is very upset very at upset. Him.
Very.
Yeah.
Salt. Very. God, her makeup's still so bad. So let's talk about Sarah and Michael. Oh,
there's almost nothing here.
We're really the bottom line is, y'all, it's the day of court. Malcolm is helping her get ready in the morning, and Malcolm is so fucking gorgeous. I can't even deal. You know, he's trimmed his beard.
I agree. I just realized because it's Sarah and Michael, and Malcolm's in the middle. Like well a really played. Good Malcolm's well like taking it from behind and like you know how like on Sean Cody they'll have those guys fucking each other and it's like a train. One guy fucking another guy.
Maybe
and it's kind of like bumper car trains.
Maybe.
If you don't know who Sean Cody is, you should Google it.
Feel free to
not
Google.
At work.
Not
Look
at work.
A train. It'll tell you everything.
Please don't.
You need to know.
Please don't.
Y'all, I'm a little tipsy after a couple of drinks.
Oh,
I'm
God.
Not gonna lie to you. it's been a long, y'all. I don't know if you've been following everything that's been going on around here. It's been a long couple of days.
Even just my own personal life, it's been a lot this week. So, again, hashtag prayers for Papa. It's the day of the court. Malcolm's helping her get ready.
And he's making bacon and coffee.
And Poodle immediately wanted bacon.
I had a hard on immediately when he started stirring that bacon. And that's like, y'all, this is thick cut bacon. I knew. That's thick strip bacon.
She knows.
Don't fuck with me with bacon.
Don't fuck with her. No, don't fuck
he
with her.
He did it right, too. He was using a nonstick pan. And... I did have a problem with the fact that they haven't set their oven clock and it's blazing.
Oh, I didn't see that. That would bother the fuck out of me.
How do you live?
If you live without setting your oven and microwave clock and it's just blinking,
it's just blinking.
I feel like you have to have like,
something's
I would
wrong.
Worry. I would worry. So you know what? Sarah's busy raising kids. How would she know?
She tells Malcolm, I got to go to court. I'm not hungry. And that's when I knew this whole storyline was fake.
You think it was fake? Do you think she even went to court? Oh,
no one would turn down bacon.
No, I just got that. No
Especially
one would
grandma
turn
from Guess Who.
Nobody would turn down bacon.
No one.
You're right. You're right. Unless you're like a vegan or vegetarian, but no, any meat eating person would always have a strip of bacon.
That was said in a way, no, I'm not hungry. I got to go to court. That was scripted because no one would ever turn down bacon.
That's when the show felt fake to Poodle.
That is exactly
that.
Y'all, if you have cooked bacon there on a piece of paper and you like bacon at all or you like meat at all, there's no way not to eat a piece of bacon.
I ate a piece of bacon this morning I didn't even want.
Exactly.
Because we cooked bacon.
And I didn't even want it.
And I felt gross afterwards.
Why?
Because I wasn't hungry, but it was bacon.
And you wanted to taste it.
Yeah.
Because the taste feels like fucking heroin in your veins.
Yes.
Not that I've ever had heroin, y'all. I can only just imagine.
Nor have I.
If bacon is like heroin, I never need to do heroin.
No. No. Never. Yeah. Never.
I don't think I'm going to do heroin. I don't like something going in my veins.
Yeah, I think you're good. I think you're good. So she shows up and she's waiting and she's like, you know, he always shows up at the last minute. She's waiting and waiting. And guess what? We cut to the producer. The producer's like, yo, what happened, bro? You missed court. He's like, oh, I know. And there's Trojans on the desk. There's drinks on the side. Y'all, he got the fucking.
He got his devil dick to working.
Yes, he got his devil dick to working. And he said his alarm didn't go off. He missed the alarm. And Michael's so mad at himself.
So I have a question. Did his alarm not go off? Even though he said the girl's alarm. Do you think, what was it? Was it like AM, PM? Did he get that wrong?
No, I think he got drunk.
He just didn't set it correctly.
That could have happened, but I think he would just drank and slept through it. You know, when you're tired, because think about it, he fucked, he drank, he was worn out. And also, I actually feel like...
I don't know what you're talking about. I've never experienced that.
Yeah. I think this is more of, not to get too therapy, but I do think this is more of a subconscious thing of him always feeling like shit about himself. And he has a problem with the type of person he is. And he feels like he's always going to fail anyway. So why not ruin this now? So that way he doesn't have to deal with the responsibilities of caring for his kids and being legally responsible for them.
I think that's dead on.
And I think that's really what this is his kind of subconscious playing out in self-sabotage classic.
He basically also says he's mad. He's like, I'm so mad at myself. And then he calls Sarah at like 3 o'clock and she's like, where were you? He's like, I didn't get up. And she's like, he was partying, drinking, hoes. And I'm like, check.
She knew. And she even said, Michael, or she even said a thing. If he had just answered the phone, that would have been, because they can do a telephonic appearance. So if he would have just answered the phone, he would have been fine. Yeah. You guys, he wasn't awake at 10 in the morning.
Let's be honest, y'all. He's a piece of shit.
He's kind of a loser. I mean, he already was married to one or engaged in one woman while fucking another woman with bait. Like, that's just.
I think, didn't you go on record of saying he was cute last week? Because we've gotten a lot of flack about that. I can't remember. Maybe I was wasted.
I'm sorry. The headphones aren't working well for me right now. I'm not hearing you clearly. You know, we'll pause that and then we'll just get to it next week.
I will let it be known. I will go on the record and say I disagree with you. In this circumstance,
I don't remember saying he was hot. Maybe I did. Y'all, we don't remember what we say. I do remember saying that he could fuck good. And then he has an amazing dick. I did say
that. I agree with that, but his face looks like a shrunken head. I'm not into
it. I agree. I don't think he's attractive, no.
Yeah.
If I said it last week, I retracted.
Yeah, you would have. After like drinking, and I'm glad you're not doing the show with vodka anymore because I can handle it. You can't.
Yeah. Yeah,
this
that's
is my
it.
Third vodka tonight.
Well, let's hope it's your last, at least while we're doing the podcast.
Won't be.
So that basically Sarah's at home, and it just kind of leaves with Malcolm or Michael's on his way to see Sarah and talk about. They leave it up. We don't know, because the thing is, if Malcolm didn't show up, or God bless
Michael,
him, if Michael didn't show up, Sarah could have said, hey, I want full custody. My dad won't even show up for his kid's hearing. And the judge would have said, here you go.
Speaking of him not being able to differentiate with between people, we're going to call Quaylen and Quaylen's mother. We're going to say Mother Quaylen, older sister Quaylen, and younger sister Quaylen.
I think they call the older sister Quay.
You're still not going to be able to know.
No, I'm not.
What's
I'm
the
not.
Younger sister's name?
Quaylita. I don't
know.
Nope. That means little.
What about mom?
Y'all know what name I do know? D-Mark. Y'all.
Oh, yeah, he's got OnlyFans, y'all.
You know what? This is the second OnlyFans I've ever subscribed to out of curiosity. And I'm telling you now.
I've never subscribed.
It's worth it. I'm only going to do it for a month. It was
does he show his dick?
Oh, there's videos of him fucking women. And y'all, the man knows how to do it.
Big dick.
It's good. It's not huge, but it's not gonna bust out your larynx. But it is going to. But it might tickle a rib.
But I will just say this: if he took off his pants and it was like erect, you wouldn't go swipe left.
No.
You would swipe in.
That's where I swipe.
Lean in, Sheryl Sandberg style.
Yeah, it is. Y'all, you know, I lean in, Sheryl Sandberg style. Wow.
That's what we're going to call blowjobs from now on. Lean in, Sheryl Sandberg
style. Really, one of like the most popular and pioneering women. Entrepreneurs and leaders, and you just associated with blowjobs. But she did say lean in. This is true. Anyway, y'all, it was worth it for me. I'm only going to do it for a month because, you know, I was curious and it was worth
it. You're going to see whatever you want to.
Yeah.
I'm definitely subscribing to Andre's.
Oh, but I'm waiting.
Yep.
It's just give it another time, y'all. Just give it until they're forgotten. There's going to be some Moldova D everywhere.
Moldova.
Same thing.
So when we left Quaylen and Chevelle, she had told him to fuck off because he was trifling and getting dick elsewhere or getting pussy elsewhere. And so now he's in Houston with Mama Q and Sisters Q.
Yes.
And older sister Q, Quay. Basically says, what's the tea? Why is Chevelle not here? And they want to know. And she's like, she kicked me out. And they want to know all the details. And of course, the first thing is, well, you cheated. And he's like, well, not really. This excuse is so theatrical.
It was when I was watching it, what's that scene from Chicago where they say, and now a tap dance.
I'm going to need you to put tap dance behind what I say.
I'm not. Oh, you mean with my mouth. Okay. I thought you wanted me to like edit it. I'm like, I'm not going to do that.
So, y'all, I met this girl named Chi-Town. I met her on Facebook and we were talking about, you know, it wasn't anything sexual. We were talking about our dreams. You know, you got to have somebody in prison who loves you and respects you. And like, it was nothing sexual. I promise. And you know what? None of you really came to visit me. Chevelle was the only one to do that. See how I moved off that really quick? Time step. I really respect that last part. That was kind of amazing.
Thank you.
Not really from you, from Quaylen.
Yeah.
So he basically says, you know what? None of y'all came to see me in prison. Chevelle put in her time. Mama Q said, wait, so I didn't put in my time?
I didn't put in my time. They noticed that they didn't address that.
And he's like, you know what? You just weren't consistent. You weren't consistent with your letters. And Chevelle apparently was there like every weekend.
Every week. But older sister called it when he was like, because apparently I think older sister was there. She helped him maybe with money a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she was like, look, no one told, he basically puts all that on them. Like it's their responsibility. And, and the sister's like, no one told you to go out and rob someone.
Right.
No and one.
She even says she bought your heart.
That's what my favorite line was. She said, he was like, she had invested in me. She said, no, she bought your heart.
And that this is dead on.
That's dead on. And it's such a perfect example. We have said this before. I think Poodle said this first. But Quaylen, you can tell, has been babied. Because totally. He's the only guy, and he's cute, and he's charming. So I don't think they, but I think he has always gotten what he wants.
Dead on.
And probably his family was really fed up with him and set boundaries. And now Quaylen is pissed off that they're treating him like an adult instead of the favorite child. Because that's what happens with favorites, is when they get boundaries put up and they're treated like everybody else, they freak the fuck out. So that's what Quaylen's doing right now.
And unfortunately, he throws a fit and leaves perfectly good tacos on the table. Again.
We
have someone in this episode who leaves bacon, then someone who leaves tacos.
I think there was fried fish in there.
I was livid.
It was breaded. There was pasta. Actually, I don't know what the fuck this meal was. It was a smorgasbord.
I was confused.
I would have eaten it all. It all looked delicious, but I didn't know what was the thing.
There was crunchy shell tacos.
But there was fried fish, and then there was pasta. I didn't know. Again,
It's like someone says, "Bring all the starches in the world together, and let's have some kind of food orgy." That's what it felt like to me.
Which is Poodle's worst nightmare. But when he dies and goes to heaven. Because this bitch will still go to heaven, even though
she's a bitch. Yes, I will.
You will. But when Poodle goes to heaven, he'll eat nothing but
heaven.
It's true. He'll eat nothing but starches for the rest of eternity, because that's all he really wants to eat.
I just want garlic bread for the rest of my life.
But he won't feel bad. But y'all, Poodle literally will almost start to get a panic attack if we're at a dinner and they're all starches.
Well, it's not balanced. It's not even at a dinner. It's like at a potluck, which is why, you guys, if you allow your potlucks to be unruly, they're not going to be good for anyone. People are going to feel shitty.
If you have a potluck where people just bring what they want, that is your worst nightmare.
You need to assign shit, y'all. You can't let everyone bring their favorite dish, because in the South, you're going to wind up with 11 macaroni and cheeses, 4 green bean casseroles, and 6 buckets of KFC. In Seattle, you're going to wind up with 12 kale salads. So you need to listen to me. If you hear anything from me tonight, you need to dictate what type of dish you want people to bring. These categories include mains, sides, vegetable sides, salads, desserts. These are all, or appetizers. That's all you need to dictate. But make sure you specify vegetable sides. I grew up in the South, so I'm very particular about that. Because sides basically is like frozen French fries in the South.
You're done. Okay. just waiting. I think we're almost done with them. But she kind of says that by your heart. But then we get a little bit of like, I guess, he's outside.
He threw his shovel and like everyone.
And
strangely enough, Chevelle's name is almost spelled shovel.
But we didn't know that was not an appropriate thing to say. So we're
not. There's the shovel in the show.
There is. It's just one letter off. But so
The older sister comes out and she says, I failed you and that bothers me. So I guess she did, and I guess she did let him down. But it, to me, it's, I don't know. I don't even know if those things are connected, but I get why she's really trying to say, I have your best interest at heart. She's like, I want to know, and she makes a good point. Does Chevelle have your back, not only financially, but mentally? So anyway, Quaylen says that he's wanting to give Chevelle a second chance and that he's here for it. So you guys, they're going to, spoiler alert, they're going to get back together. Don't you think? Do you think they're going to get back together? Yes.
Definitely.
I think they're going to get back together. Okay.
That's all I've got about those two. Do you want to move on to Brittany and Marcelino? There was no Marcelino this was the best part of the show.
This was brutal, but also the most riveting part of the show.
I can't wait to watch their season.
I love Brittany.
You can tell she's been through the fucking storm of recovery.
Yes.
And she's saying all the recovery.
Yeah.
And God bless her for it. So Brittany, you guys, she's going to see her mom in a hotel because the mom lost her apartment. And supposedly last season, her mom was there. Her mom looked like one of those pig people from the Twilight Zone, or like Eileen Wuornos.
Yeah.
Very Eileen Wuornos reminiscent.
But here's the deal. She goes to see her mom at the Desert Moon Hotel in Las Vegas. It sounds exactly the way you think. Everyone, exactly the way you think. But this is a place where Brittany said, what is it? When you're trigger warning, sexual assault. We just said spoiler alert. And then I said trigger warning again. Sorry. I didn't mean it that way.
I'm dying inside. I want to scream at you and I want to start over. I want to stop and start over. For anybody who knows Jason Robert Brown, can we start over? I'm going to stop and start over.
We're not. We're going forward. We're going through. So trigger warning, sexual assault.
Can you say that again?
Yes. Trigger warning, sexual assault. Yes. Which if you already watch the show, then you know about it.
She basically says that at the age of 12 or 13, her mother and other people and her guy at the time or her husband brought her here, and she was subjected to drugs and sexual abuse.
She was young, and it was just.
And she now knows that this is the worst time of her life, and just going to this place triggers her so much to use.
Yes.
And she's going there just to help her mother, which God bless Brittany. She's in recovery, and she got the help she needed.
And she has all those friends that are at a party that are sober as well. Yeah,
that female rugby team.
Yes.
Roller derby.
I love those bitches. That's what you need. And Brittany, her mother opened the door, I went, who's that?
Oh, okay. Mom put on tons of makeup.
Well, to cover up probably skin sores, but also her mom has lost like 40 pounds.
Yeah. And Mom's still giving me Eileen Wuornos vibes, by the way.
It's true.
Still.
But it's like what Brittany says, kind of why we're concerned about Destiny. She said, my mom's lost 40 pounds in like several weeks. The only time I've ever been able to do that is when I was using.
Yeah.
She even says, I wouldn't have even known it was the same person. So her mom's like, well, this is the only place I could get. This is the only place I could afford. And where Brittany, I really appreciated how honest Brittany was. I think a lot of times people, when they're dealing with people that are going through not just recovery, but anytime you're dealing with family members, friends, or whatever, and it is kinder to have real conversations, even if you're uncomfortable. And instead of kind of like talking over things with her mother, Brittany really tells her she's like, I'm reliving my own nightmare through you.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can tell she's high, or I feel like she's high. And
she was twitchy as fuck. Are you kidding me?
And Brittany even asked her mother, she was like, Mom, am I your trigger? When she said that,
broke me. I actually had to pause it. And first of all, the self-awareness that takes.
Yes.
That means that bitch has been working her program to the bone.
To the bone.
And I fucking love her.
I do too.
And this is someone, you guys, who has come out the other side of addiction. And wow, I'm so proud of Brittany.
I am too. And yeah. she says, and her mom's like, no, no. And she starts to cry. And she said, because y'all, I think a lot of people feel bad saying this, but some of the biggest triggers in our life are our parents, our children. It's okay to say that if you're a mother, your child triggers you. That is, I want to give parents permission for that. Your cousins, your podcast partners, anyone can be a trigger for you.
You know what? You're a trigger for me too.
See, that's what you can say.
We're having a sharing moment.
A sharing moment. Because Brittany says every time we're with you as a family, you fuck off.
And mom is like, please just help me.
That's when you're alone.
And Brittany's like,
mom's crying. Yeah,
Brittany's like, get off the fucking pain pills.
Yeah, because she's like, no one cares and no one wants to be. Again, a lot of times when people are in pain, they want to, there's nothing can be good of being the martyr and letting somebody live in that martyrdom. You have to be kind to them, but also let them know the real stakes in the situation. And she said that you have a problem. You have to get off those pills. And by doing that, you've got to go to therapy. You've got to go to your meetings. And she even said, I know you don't have a car. If you are giving to this 100%, I will leave my children every day and come pick you up and take you to meetings. But if you don't, then I'm out.
You guys, this is exactly the way you handle a family member who's dealing with addiction.
Yes. And if you're dealing with this, exactly. do you think at all in this conversation, was Brittany ever mean, cruel, or rude?
No. She was self-love.
Well, but I think a lot of people think that. Then when they do that and say it to somebody, that's going to be horrible for that person. And honestly, to me, I thought it was such, even the way she said it, it wasn't condescending. It wasn't shaming of her mother. It was just very what it is.
And it wasn't like super, you're right, it wasn't shaming. And it wasn't even super emotional. It was just, these are the facts, mom.
Yeah.
And you could tell there was emotion behind it, but it wasn't passive aggressive. It wasn't like, I just wish you would get sober, mom, for me, and so you can see your children. I just wish. It wasn't any of that. It was like, look, I care about you. This is the way I want you in my life, but I can't have you around my family or around my children when you're like this.
Yes.
It was super direct. I'm so proud of her. Like, my heart really like grew for her.
I can't wait to watch season two. She even said, kind of in her talking to camera, she said, you know, there's two sides of this. One is I'm trying to help my mom out, but the other part I know, and this is a struggle with working with people with addiction, is a part of you hopes that they will get help and start a new life. And a bigger part of you knows they're just going to hurt you and disappoint you again because they're just, that drug is so powerful, but she has this responsibility to try to be there for her mom. So,
for anybody who's dealing with either opiate addiction or opiate addiction in the family, know that you're dealing with a demon.
You are.
The demon's got her.
The demon's got her. And I do want to mention, it's not, if you need support in this, it's not paused right now. There still is it's not ran by us, but there is a Sober Sissy subgroup. I highly recommend people. That's a wonderful group if you need help and support with that.
Yeah. It's not paused.
No, people can join that group. Yeah.
Yeah.
So jump in there for support.
Shall we move on to Vincent /Amber/Amber's mother /puppy?
/ what the fuck? So
I'm very confused. I had to do some reading about this, and I think I understand it now. But
you're a little titsy because you went, I had to do some reading. Please.
I need to refill.
No, please keep it together for this. Be professional.
I won't take that from you when I've had to silence you after you've been having vodka.
Don't know what you mean.
Yeah. You're much worse than I am.
Don't know what you mean.
I can actually handle mine.
Yeah.
So, you guys, we remember Vincent and Amber from, I want to say, were they last season? Maybe the season before?
Yes.
But this is Canton, Georgia, but fucking Egypt.
It is.
And Amber is currently on parole, and she's at her new job at Sidelines. Hold on.
This is a great name for a bar. I mean, it's a sports bar. It has to be.
And it's a chain. So,
oh, it is. I've never heard of it.
Places there are.
How would I know sports bars?
I don't know. I've heard of it before. Y'all, Sidelines has got, y'all, they've got it all. They've got jalapeno poppers. They've got tater skins. They've got football helmets filled with cottage cheese. They've got just like footballs that are in the shape of are footballs with chili.
Just chili. Yeah. Not a special type of chili, just chili.
No, just chili. Just chili.
And they also got, y'all, they also have Liz, who thinks she's Cleopatra.
Oh, those Cleopatra eyes.
I'm all about, that was a strong day makeup.
It was.
That was a strong, I'm going to say that again, y'all. That was a strong day makeup.
Especially her eye. It was a very strong eye
that's,
for the day.
It was, I was not a fan. She's a beautiful woman, but that's a lot.
So
Liz looks like a fun time. And she likes the attention.
Amber's working at Sidelines. And turns out Amber used to sell meth. And she was arrested with her mom, which is a lovely family business.
Happens a lot. They were making like a lot of money, like $20,000 a week. But they must have been really fucking hardcore, y'all, because Amber got out and she's on probation for 20 years.
That's what I thought. I'm like,
is that normal?
Come at us if that's not normal.
I was like, 20 years. She's like 24 right now. So,
well, and I know we've been harder on meth dealers, but I want to talk about that when she was in the joint.
When you think about it, not to interrupt you, but I just want to say, when you do think about it, if she is a meth dealer, do you know how many people possibly have died and or have ruined the rest of their lives? But that goes to a philosophical question. Is it the dealer's fault? That's what I'm saying. I don't think the courts handle that, but they look at it. If you're dealing, you are infiltrating the structure of society and yada, yada, yada.
Well, maybe that was part of it. Because seems like she was in there, and maybe it's that she behaved so poorly in prison.
Maybe she was a ballbuster. Yeah.
So during prison, you guys. By the way, we should note that we don't see her couple partner Vince because, just so you know, what happened here when she got out to be with Vince. This was all orchestrated by her mother, who was also a drug dealer, supposedly the biggest drug dealer in the county.
And her wifey puppy.
I need to take some time to talk about puppy. I need to know. I'm desperate to know Puppy's Christian name. It cannot be Puppy.
It's probably Louise. Louisa.
And I need to know why Puppy is called Puppy.
Carmella.
I just need to know.
Well,
I need to know, like Mark Anthony.
I think we'll find out. Now, she's nervous because she hasn't spoken to Vince in 8 months because, again, her mom just wanted to get married to him, use him for money so they could all have money and get
out. Mom wanted to fleece him.
And Amber was like, I can't do that. She backed out. So, y'all, I'm thinking we're not going to see Vince at all. Probably they're donezo, but it is Vincent and Amber. Vincent looks, I know we don't know him at all. We haven't seen his season. He does look attractive.
But it turns out that Vince was also conning her because Vince was talking to lots of other inmates.
Yeah.
So it seems like both people got kind of what their just desserts were.
Yeah.
And you guys, Amber's kind of nervous because her mom is getting released from jail tonight. And, you know, the mom who is the biggest meth dealer in the county.
Yeah.
And they're not releasing her from the prison. They're dropping her off at a gas station. They're dropping her off at a Stuckey's.
They're dropping her off at a Stuckey's. And so she gets out. Monica hugs her mom. And then they're eating at Stew and Q.
I will say, in the sketchiest possible way, a van pulls up. Yeah. They throw out mom. She's got a paper bag with her shit. And then
it's like the wheel peels. Yeah, the van peels out, and they're like, "Now, I will say, I don't want to admit that the food looks good at the Stew and Q, but it does.
It does. I love a good buffet.
I'm
like Luby's.
Give me a Luby's. Give me a Furs. Give me a Stew and Q. I'm not above my raisin. I'm not above it.
Is Stew and Q a chain?
I don't come at us. We don't know.
I don't know. I've never heard of a Furs.
Oh, Furs, they used to be like, they tried to be like a fancier cafeteria, and then they're gone.
That must be an Oklahoma thing.
And again, mom would understand you from earlier, because mom says, bacon, I haven't had bacon in 5 years.
You know what? They brought it back around.
They did. They did, Poodle.
Y'all, the fact that Sarah turned down bacon is just not realistic. No. No. If I was on camera, and someone said, Poodle, do you want some bacon? I'm like, oh, I don't touch this stuff. Because I would not eat on camera.
He would never eat on camera.
And I'm y'all.
He would maybe take a sip of a green smoothie,
y'all. And that is one thing to remember. If we're ever on a cooking show, know that if I taste something, I will spit it out into a napkin. I just will not eat on camera. I will taste it, but I will not.
Why do you not want to eat on camera?
And masticate. There's something about it. Because then I have to admit I love food so much. Because that's the sad thing, y'all. I love food.
He loves food. you know who I kind of love? I mean, I think it might be love hate, but right now I love her mom a little bit because her mom
mom's a fucking supervillain.
She is a supervillain, but she also is like. That's my question. She seems super supportive of Amber being in a relationship with Puppy. Because it sounds like, and this happens a bit, people have same-sex relationship in prison, but then outside they don't do that at all.
I agree with you. I understand where you're going, but...
But how she supports her gay daughter. If her daughter's gay, she's like, look,
mom
love.
Is ready to make the second heist.
I kind of think that's why she wants to do her to be with Puppy, but I'm trying to pretend that it's going to be because she loves love. She loves love.
It is not because she loves love. She loves money. I want money. It's what I want.
I think she does want to make this second heist.
Because she does say, you know, when we got locked up, we had a lot of money. I think that mom is really dangerous, and I really feel like Amber should really limit her contact with her mother.
I kind of agree with this. I mean, maybe if her mom's going to be on TV, but I don't think that's going to stop her.
And mom's like, you could have closed the deal. You could have closed the deal with Vincent. But if you talk to Vincent, where's our money?
Nope. And Amber says, I'm not making a lot of money every day, but I feel good about myself every day when I wake up. But she does worry that the three of them together would get into trouble. But she said, I'm going to do whatever it takes because I don't want to be looking over my shoulder any fucking more.
I admire Amber for saying that, but
I do too.
If she hangs out with mom for any length of time or Puppy, God, I can't believe I'm calling someone Puppy and being serious about it.
Makes me really happy. Makes me really, really happy.
Y'all, I need to know Puppy's Christian name. I cannot call someone Puppy.
Ethel.
I also Theodora. Just know. I would be okay if I knew the reason why she was called Puppy.
Sammy.
Eleonora.
Ruth.
That's all I got about those two.
That's all I got. Let's move on very quick to
Shane and Lacey.
Shane
and John and Lacey.
John's not in this really. Lacey's not in this, but Shane's in this because Shane is cooking out with Lacey, and we see a little bit of Lacey, but Shane's out with his buddy.
Shane.
And he offers him a drink. Shane's like, no, I'm not drinking right now. This is something he's like, ever since I cheated on Lacey, I'm not drinking anymore. And I went,
Did you see that last season? Just wondering what happened.
This is all Southern poverty speaking. And I will say, I think, and I really do believe Shane is maybe the stupidest person we've ever.
I'm still going to say Sean. I still say Sean.
Oh, really? I just think Shane is like dumb mouth breather, mountain, like corn fed, like.
Not academic, but or intellectual, but probably a little bit more street smarts and emotional intelligence than Shane.
Maybe. I just feel
that's
like
the only thing that puts him ahead.
If Shane watched fish in a fishbowl, he'd be transfixed for hours.
Here's the deal, though. He would. Whoa.
That's amazing.
Would you pay for his OnlyFans?
Yes. Because he's got a really nice dick, y'all. And I will say, that thing that's growing off of his chin is an abomination.
Abomination.
But I would fuck him till morning light came.
And he needs to keep his hair shorter. It looks better because he's kind of balding, I think, which is fine. That can be handsome, but just
there's
don't grow your hair.
About him. I don't know what it is. People have come for us when we talk about Shane being cute.
Because we don't know.
We're gay guys, y'all. We're like bottom of the barrel. Like if it's 3 a.m., if you look like Andre the Giant, come on over.
You can fuck me.
That was the original. That actually was the original jingle. And then Rights and Clearances had a problem with that.
So Joe, his friend Joe.
I did write, God, I want him to shave. God, 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 in all caps.
It's so bad.
He does
that kind of weird, like, you know, it kind of reminds me of that kind of like fungus that grows in the ocean.
Yeah.
So Joe was locked up with him, his friend. And Joe is such a good counselor for him because Joe, they're talking about the identical twins not making it to term.
Yeah.
And Joe's like, well, that's just awful. And I swear to God, Shane is relieved. Because he was already scared about having three babies.
I think it's a bittersweet. I think he's just, and now they're past the first trimester. So he's just happy that are going to be better. And he's excited to have a child of his own, as his words, blood, even though I don't think that makes a child, but whatever.
For someone who's from the South. I'd also like to point out that he did say this past the first trimester, and Joe said it's pretty much a cakewalk. And right afterwards, Shane repeats, "Yeah, it's pretty much a cakewalk."
You know what? He did say cakewalk, and I do. Can we talk about the birthing class?
Yes, but I just want to say, what do you think he thinks cakewalk as an expression means?
I don't know.
Is he means that cake building a cake is easy?
I don't know. We would probably need to laminate and let him know.
Alatimate or whatever he said. Oh my God. He did say cakewalk.
He did say cakewalk.
Y'all, I want to point out, you guys, that cakewalk, when someone says it's a cakewalk, is actually a racist term.
Is it really?
It is. Yeah. Because
like, so if you say this was a cakewalk, why is that a racist term?
Because a cakewalk was done in minstrel shows where white people dressed up as black people would do a cakewalk, a certain type of dance.
Oh.
Yep.
Ooh. Don't say that.
Another thing,
instead of people saying just another thing we can't say, it's another thing we don't want to say.
Another thing we try to help people with.
Yeah. Speaking of, you know what? I have to say, we've already had some really very sweet, kind feedback. I'm really proud of just the Southern Charm episode we did this week. If y'all,
that's
a free feed. And not that we're race educators by any means. We are not claiming to be that. But the episode of Southern Charm this week dealt with a lot of like the statues in the South with Catherine Calhoun, who is related to Vice President John P. Calhoun, who was a slave owner. Who was a slave owner? That's what
his name.
John P. I just said the vice president Calhoun. That's what I said.
I just heard boo boo boo.
Oh no, sorry, I was talking. Mumble. But he and so we really kind of talked to him from our own experience of obviously of Jake being from the South, of me kind of being a white person in a relationship with a black
being person. Elaborated, being from that area and yes. being what I was taught.
And I get a little bit, not anything like that. And then just my experience of, you know, kind of how this fit in for me of being with someone who is black. And then both of, and for Poodle and I, both of people that really try to be anti-racist. So again, we're not educators by any means, but we really, I don't want to say we had fun because it was kind of, you know, it was really,
it was heavy, but it was a good episode.
It was heavy. It was hopeful because what we saw happening in Charleston, gave us kind of hope for this town to kind of have a reckoning and come to grips. So anyway, y'all can check that out on the Sweet Tea feed. It's a different podcast altogether. It's on the free feed.
You got to look that up.
Just look up Sweet Tea. I'll put the link in the show notes. Let's talk real quick though about, can we talk about Lacey and Shane in a birthing class? Did you see that? It was like a little interstitial in between.
Yes.
Because I forgot about this part. He could be the dumbest. Maybe. I'll give you this.
He didn't. He said he's excited about being a dad, but people are basically saying
they're showing him the baby, how the baby comes out of the
it comes out of your vagina,
and they were showing the bones. I don't know the anatomy. And where the baby comes through, and finally the delivery teacher, she understands that if she relates everything through a sports metaphor, Shane will probably get it.
You can throw it like a football.
She's like, hold it like a football, and he holds the baby. She's like, no. He's like, oh, like this. It was adorable. It was adorable that Lacey was laughing, and I think he was playing around some, but he could be smarter because I think he's good at sports and more coordinated. I bet Sean isn't.
You mean John?
Sean. As the dumbest person on this show.
Oh, sorry. I will say, y'all, he can fuck. I just know
he's
that.
He's coordinated. Oh, yeah.
Sense that. I will say, too, we saw the big bad come out of prison.
Come back to prison.
Lacey's ex-fiancé, John, who's hot.
Okay.
Even though he's wearing jean shorts.
He's got really bad teeth.
He does.
I'm not into him. I don't think he's hot
into
for
it.
Me.
I want it.
He walked out and they could have played like, hey there, little red riding hood. I think you're looking good.
I'm into it.
I wasn't into him, but you can have John and I'll take Shane.
Maybe I have a weird convict thing too.
And you're just now figuring that out. Y'all, that is the show.
I've only like fucked around with two guys who've been in jail.
Again, y'all, that's a show. I will say someone posted, I don't know if I saw this on Instagram or the squad. Maurice's and Jeff and Jessica's, Jeffica, that baby is so cute, but also looks like Maurice's. It kind of has old man baby face, and that baby is fat and cute.
The baby looks like Jeff Daniels' father.
but with Maurice's eyes, it's a cute baby.
Yeah, he does.
I hope they're back on again.
I just said that the Jeff Daniels genes were very strong.
Very strong. Very, very strong, y'all. Yo, that's Lalu. That's the show.
That's the show, y'all.
That is the show. We appreciate y'all. We appreciate our Gatrons so much for sticking with us and supporting us. And we're trying to, we're doing so much. We got Plathville coming up. We've got
Plathville on Tuesday.
We've got our watch along. We've got our Bi Curious coming up again next week of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. We're just going to keep on trucking.
And the classic 90 day this week of season 2, we're doing Danielle and Muhammad.
Oh, and you know who I think is really becoming my favorite?
Amy.
I really love Daya. She's such a bitch.
I kind of love her.
I kind of love how terrible she is.
Yeah. And but then she's y'all, so cute. We get to see Jason and Cassia this week.
Oh, we do.
Grumpy Cat, as I've called
him. Yeah. Yeah, he is Grumpy Cat. Ooh. Oh, Jason. He's kind of like the
he's the least sexiest Jason I've ever seen.
Something reminds me of like John from like John and Christiana.
Yeah, but no, like he's seriously, think about Jason's. He is the least sexiest Jason I've ever met.
You know, I've either known really hot people that are Jasons or a couple of like, it's like the name Todd. If you're a Todd, you're either hot or you're not.
You know what? That's true.
I agree with that with Jason's. Jason's, I think, is in between.
Yeah. Almost every Jason I've known has been hot.
Oh, not for me. Not for me, but.
I've fucked a lot of Jasons.
Yeah, you fucked a lot of Jasons. All right, y'all.
Let's just say I've fucked a lot of guys.
Let's just say I like to fuck. Now, you can go to nattygaygays.com for now. The contest is over. We have so many names to pour through. Yep. We're going to decide on our favorites, and then we'll keep you posted. We'll let you know when those are up, ready for a vote. And you get to vote on your top choices. And then we'll know, hopefully, in January. It's a good time for us, we feel like. It's a good time for, like, this December. I think a lot of people are just, we get it, y'all. We think a lot of people are just, you are tired. You're angry that you're stuck in. It's shutting down more in California. Yeah. There's a lot of frustration out there. And people are really kind of at their wits end. Be kind to one another out there. And really, I hope that you know that we're excited to with the new name. We feel kind of like it's a great time for us to refresh. So maybe like use this time to like refresh yourself and let's just laugh a little bit, kiddos. You don't have anything to say to that? You're just staring at me like I put my dick out of my mouth or something.
I was just waiting for you to finish.
Poodle's drunk. We have to go. He just finished his drink. He's like, look at me, like, doughy-eyed because he's drunk.
No, I wanted you to just, you were just rambling. So I was just like, God. I didn't want to stop.
All right, y'all. That's the show. We'll see you next week.
I hated everything you said.
Fuck you. And remember, y'all, we will
La-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la
Lock me up, throw away the key. I'm just a prisoner of love. I'm doing time, I'm doing fine. I'm just a prisoner of love.